Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. One teenage girl has died. Another is in critical condition after another subway surfing incident in Queens. Our Glenn Shuck has the story.
Tragically, once again, young lives taken by subway surfing. These two teenage girls were on top of the 7 train as it was pulling into the 111th Street station here in Corona. They both fell between the cars and were hit by a southbound 7. One of the teens killed instantly. The other critically hurt with a severe head injury. She's being treated at Elmhurst Hospital. Now, initially, police did not give us the names or exact ages, only again telling us these were teenage girls. The death, the 6th subway surfing fatality so far this year. And it was just last week, a 13-year-old boy, he was killed. He fell while subway surfing at the station on Forest Avenue here in Queens. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 111th Street in Corona.
An assault is under investigation at the Queensboro Plaza N train station in Long Island City. Police say a 21-year-old man was waiting for the train last night when a teen came up and asked him for $40. And when the man refused, he pulled out a bat and hit him in the back of the head. Fortunately, the victim survived and is recovering at New York Presbyterian Hospital. The suspect, though, fled the scene and is still on the loose. Well, it looks like there's a mail thief or thieves who's been very busy lately on Long Island.
From stolen invitations.
I ordered $80 invitations. They were just beautifully designed.
To medical records that never arrived.
I have a lot of personal information on there. Social security number, medical information. Where did this go?
And for this shaken resident, 2 checks washed, $4,000 gone from her bank account. Now she has hired an attorney because credit card and student loan accounts were opened in her name.
Emails to me that your purchase was successful for this computer, your purchase was successful for this loan.
The women all say they mailed the items from the Kings Park post office. Daniela Fernandez from the postal inspector's office says mail theft is an issue all over as thieves are using anything with glue, including glue traps, to steal the mail.
If you believe your mail was stolen, call police immediately.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Investigators from the Justice Department, the Bureau of Prisons, and other law enforcement agencies have descended on the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn in what's being called an interagency operation at the troubled jail. Officials aren't providing details on the operation, but it comes as the MDC is under increasing scrutiny over allegedly horrific conditions, rampant violence, and multiple deaths. The Bureau of Prisons says this operation has been planned and is not in response to any kind of active threat, adding that it's designed to achieve the goals of maintaining a safe environment at the jail for both workers and detainees. Not all the headlines from Madison Square Garden are made by the Knicks and the Rangers. Last night's Donald Trump rally at the Garden featured all the usuals from the former president, long riffs on immigration and the economy, plus talk about the 2020 election and his numerous indictments. But the biggest attention grabber actually came from a pro-Trump comedian who made quote-unquote jokes about black New Yorkers and Latinos and called Puerto Rico itself a floating island of garbage. Although the Trump campaign took the rare step of condemning the jokes, the blowback was almost immediate from the Kamala Harris campaign and other Democrats, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, whose family is from Puerto Rico. She told Puerto Ricans that when Trump supporters call Puerto Rico garbage, that's, in her words, what they think about you. Trump, meantime, will be back on the campaign trail today. Just hours before yesterday's rally, Harris had unveiled policy proposals aimed at helping Puerto Rico, especially those still struggling to recover from Hurricane Maria in 2017. She'll also be back on the trail today for a rally in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Meanwhile, the FBI and Homeland Security Department are warning state and local law enforcement agencies about the threat of domestic violence surrounding the election. According to a memo obtained by NBC News, agents believe the most likely source of that threat is extremists with grievances rooted in election-related conspiracy theories, like beliefs in widespread voter fraud. The agents think incidents could happen anytime from Election Day all the way through inauguration, and potential targets include candidates, elected officials, election workers, members of the media, and judges in election cases. Well, if you waited in a long line to cast your ballot over the weekend, you won't be surprised to hear the first 2 days of early voting in New York City was the busiest it's ever been. Officials say more than a quarter of a million ballots were cast in all, and 140,000 on Saturday alone. For those who don't want to wait until the 5th, polls will be open for early voting in the city until Sunday, November 3rd. You can find your polling location at nycvotes.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.